someone who is different, someone with a handicap, all of a sudden the message from adults is, don't ask, don't stare, let's not talk about it. Barbara Aiello didn't think that was the best approach, and so, as she explained to George Herman, she created the Kids on the Block.
These are not just any puppet characters. They suffer from disabilities and handicaps.
Just call me Mel.
I can go 30 miles an hour in this baby downhill.
Well, Mark.
The puppet called Mark Riley has cerebral palsy and gets around in a wheelchair.
No. But I get around real good in this, which is not a wheelchair.
Yeah, well, what is it then?
It is my soup up, super sport. Pedal to the metal. GTO Caruser!
He's just one of the kids on the block who are entertaining these Kansas City school children.
Okay.
Here goes.
Oh, you can swim?
The whole way across the pool.
Wow!
The puppets are the brain children of Barbara Aiello, who used to teach handicapped children.
I really enjoyed being known as the teacher who loved the kids that nobody loved and taught the kids that others could not or would not teach. But I also realized that my responsibility was to prepare these children for a regular world. So I decided that I had missed something very important, and that was the preparation of non-handicapped kids to accept and appreciate their disabled peers. And Mark Riley was born right then.
Mark Riley was the first kid on the block.
You got what?
There are nearly 600 volunteer and professional branches of Kids on the Block across the country and around the world. Their puppets suspend reality and allow children to deal with disability in a safe, make-believe world.
Well, if you are wondering, maybe they are. You want to know something about being in a cruiser or having CP? You guys stick up your hands, okay? Who is first? Oh, boy.
How do I feel?
Not to walk. Sometimes it feels kind of different because when everyone is walking and I'm not, I feel different. Sometimes I feel safe.
Oh, no. My watch stopped. Now I don't know if I'm late or not. Oh, excuse me.
Oh, me?
Yeah. Do you know what time it is?
Oh, sure. You just give me a minute. I'm going to check. It's 2:30 on the dot.
Say, how'd you do that? You didn't even look at your watch. How do you know what time it is?
Oh, I can't see. So I got on this special Braille watch. They make Braille watches for blind kids.
You mean you're blind?
In formal performances, as here on tour in Australia, the puppeteers are clothed and masked in black, and they become unnoticed shadows.
Come here and look closer.
Go on, Eddie. I want to see.
Don't push.
What else you got?
Milk.
The kids on the block reflect in their puppet mirror every kind of handicap school kids may meet.
Well, what is child abuse? I mean, how do you know when it's happening?
Well, my counselor, Sean.
Other puppets portray the child abuse victim with his black eye and scars, and the epileptic caught in a seizure.
Are you the vet?
Oh, no, I'm not.
And they include a young adult who's retarded.
You what?
We're retarded.
You're retarded?
Yeah.
You mean you're retarded? Gee, that's terrible.
It was very hard for us to represent the character of a mentally retarded young adult properly at first. the idea of what it's like to be retarded is quite distorted. And we had to spend a lot of time with retarded people, watching them do things like work and live on their own, so that we could create a realistic character.
I got a special kind of retarded called the Down syndrome. Maybe you know something.
The puppets are made in the group's own factory and sold to member groups around the world. It's part of Barbara Aiello's long-range plan.
We made a conscious decision to be a for-profit organization. We weighed the options and we decided that for too long, people who provide service about or for disabled people oftentimes provide that service at the ebb and flow of the political tide. In other words, the funds are in this year, but they're out next year. Handicaps are sexy this year, American Indians are next year.
Someone have a question? Just put up your hand.
How do you put your clothes on?
Oh, I can put my clothes on by feeling. I feel like when I put this on today. I felt how the front of the shirt felt a little different from the back, and I could even tell where the letters were. I feel for the tag, and I know that goes in the back, behind my neck.
Do your eyes feel sore when you're blind?
No, my eyes don't feel sore when I'm blind. As a matter of fact, I don't feel them at all, unless I get something in them. You know, a little piece of dirt or something, just like you do. No, they don't hurt. They just don't work.
Oh.
Okay, who else has a question?
Okay.
This is called a right hand. And when I want to know if there's something in the way, I keep it moving back and forth in front of me. That's how I get around outside.
Oh, no, I have the best idea!
What?
Listen.
The puppets teach not only about disabilities, but they also model how handicapped and non-handicapped children can learn to be friends, how people who are different can learn to be friends.
Thank you.